Lonkin Rally. The annual John and Esther Elliman Lonkin Rally took place on 28 October 2017. Entrants were made up of guys and girls, men and women from Kaleidoscope, Pioneer School, Beacon Club, Guide Dogs, CTSB, Athlone School for the Blind, Madrasa, Sabuia, and SANCB. There were over 250 entrants, ranging from as young as 12 years to entrants accompanied by guide dogs. This year's rally saw entrants from all over the Western Cape navigating the roads and paths around Greenpoint Park. The annual rally began at 10 a.m. on a hot sunny day and followed a route from the Salesian Football Club around the park and returning to the football field. This year's rally placed emphasis on participation and the use of the long cane and guide dogs rather than the competitive edge of the past. Each entrant received a St. Dunstan's coffee mug on completion of the course to remind them of their great achievement in completing the 4-kilometer route. The following photo is displayed. Participants making their way along the route. In addition, this year's entrants received white t-shirts to add to their collections of colored shirts of previous rallies. The different organizations set up their tents on the grass in front of the football club where entrants gathered to share their stories of the walk with one another whilst enjoying some hard-earned puri rolls supplied by Build It Worcester. A photo of the Kaleidoscope group at the Lonkin Rally is displayed. A volunteer's perspective. On 28 October, a beautifully warm and windless morning saw the JEMT Lonkin Rally take place on the Salesian Football Club in Greenpoint. As a first-time volunteer, here is what she said about the event. A photo of the participant at the finish line receiving the JEMT coffee mug is displayed. The organization was very good and the sponsors most generous. What impressed me most was the spirit and enthusiasm of the participants. They were delighted to be there and to mix and meet each other. Chatting to one of the teachers, she told me that the children excitement had been difficult to contain as this was an event that they really looked forward to and enjoyed. This was a day that all the participants seemed to enjoy, so may it continue for many years. John and Esther Elliman Memorial Trust representative perspective. It's absolutely fantastic to see all the entrants so excited and so eager to start the rally. What stood out for me was how well-oriented and mobile the entrants were and how confident they were on setting out to conquer the course. I love being part of such a great event. A photo of participants and the guide dogs showing off the gifts they received is displayed. A few words of thanks. A lucky draw prize giving which awarded prizes ranging from Pick and Pay food vouchers and Greenleaf olive oil to 2 Vodacom smartphones. Dog food supplied by Denise at Lilybloom Kennels was handed out to the guide dog entrance. Some goodie bags supplied by Build It Worcester and Vodacom were also given to entrants. The organizers of the event would like to thank the staff at St. Dunstan's, the committee members and marshals for their help, as well as Build It Worcester, Vodacom, PenBev, Edit Micro, Henty Rousseau, Bokkie Galloway, Neil Burger, Telkom, Salesian Football Club and Bogazio. Another great event and more shared memories. A photo of Karen Smith and Johan Grove handing over the cell phone to the winner is displayed.